welcome to the Sports Reverends Podcast. My name is Dan. I'm joined with my co-host, my big bro. His name is Joel, also known as the coach, because he is coached all around the world. And most importantly, he's coached me, his best student. Coach.
I don't know about all around the world, but
we've been off for the summer. Give us something good that's happened to you this summer.
Something good that's happened this summer. There's a lot of things to choose from. I would say one of them was going to my friend Austin Park's wedding back in Winnipeg.
Shout out. Nuptials.
Austin. Shout out to Austin Parks.
Bang.
A little bit of robbing the cradle. That's all right. Woo. But yeah, that would be definitely one of the highlights of the summer for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, one of my highlights is definitely our definitely just been our summer camps at Church of the City downtown Toronto. I've had my interns, Levi, Caleb, run the full camps themselves. So they've grown up in the program. They're running it themselves. And then we also did our camps in the largest Indigenous housing complex in downtown Toronto for the Wigwam and Housing, awesome. It's called. And so they invited us in and they ran this awesome summer camp there. And it was really cool. Just really cool to connect and see how that door opened. So,
we know one more thing to shout out, though, is little baby Elijah.
That's right.
I think that was the highlights we forgot of the summer.
Who's that?
That is our newest nephew of the group. First on either side. So,
there we go.
Big ups to Elijah.
Perfect.
Good luck saying his last name.
Kamala Swarin. Elijah.
How'd it be?
Good luck. Kamala Swarin. I've memorized it. I can't spell it, but I memorized how to say it.
Here we go. Let's get some quick hitters.
Quick hitter news. I'm going to go first. Nick Bosa signs 5-year, $170 million extension with the 49ers. 122.5 of that guaranteed. Wow, big contract.
Man got paid. Giancarlo Stanton hit his 400th career home run the other night. 58th player ever to reach that mark.
Laker fans, get ready to raise the banner. Christian Wood joins the Lakers on a 2-year, $5.7 million deal.
All you college football fans out there, Colorado University, headed by Deion Sanders, upsets TCU in its first game. I believe they sold almost ticket prices for the next home game. They sold almost $500 million more than they thought they would. On the other side of things, Duke beat up on number 9 Clemson for the first major upset in the first college weekend.
I'll put some respect on that for sure. Lastly, Liverpool have received $200 million bid for Mo Salah by a Saudi Pro League team. Wow, man, the Saudi League is just popping off. It's going crazy.
Well, our bills.
Before we go anywhere else, I think we got to handle some business here. I'll start.
Yep.
With our first commercial is to highlight Urban Hope. We talked a little bit about it just now, about it being a highlight of my summer. Urban Hope is a mentorship program. It's kids helping kids. It's a program I get to run in downtown Toronto, and we are working together to help build into some needy neighborhoods and give kids and youth and young adults opportunities to climb out of those challenges and fight back from some of the challenges that most kids don't have to face. And it's been really cool to see how that program has developed so far. We have now young adults that have gone through the program. Now they're partly running the program, which is really cool. From our Friday night programs to our kids programming, to our huge Easter and Christmas events and community events. And then obviously our summer camps as well. And we're still working on that basketball program, not just a team. It's going to be a program we're working on. And so to help develop and give these kids a chance to play that some wouldn't get a chance to play because it just purely because of cost. So if you're interested in supporting any kind of way, Urban Hope, you can check out churchinthecity.ca or check out thesportsrevens.com. You can look at our sponsors page. Any way you can give and help out, that'd be an amazing blessing. We do give tax receipts to those that live in Canada. So if you're interested in giving that way, please support. And we thank you. Thanks for all you do. Coach.
Awesome. All right, let's start off with the hometown Jays.
Woo!
11 games out of first place, but that's okay. Half game out of the wild card spot, which is a little bit of a better position to be in. Rough start to the year, but definitely come around. And a big series coming up against Texas, who sit currently just above them in the rankings or in the standings. What have you also been to, like, I don't know, four of the last games in the last 5 days, so you've definitely had a good chance to sit and watch. What has kind of stuck out to you about the Jays so far?
Yeah, I got to go to four of the last home games. Shout out Colin Beauchamp came with the visit, our loyal visitor watcher. What sticks out to me about the Blue Jays is, well, one thing is they picked up this guy named Davis Schneider, who's just come out of nowhere and been our best offensive weapon. It's been incredible. What a great story. And all these other kind of guys that they've talked about, like Clement and Bass, they've really stepped up. They've actually, their numbers are actually pretty good. So yeah. even with the injuries to Chapman and Bo Bichette, they're weathering the storm. They're right there. There's a three-dog race, this wild-card race, really. It's really three with Seattle, Rangers, and the Blue Jays. And pretty much, I think the Blue Jays have the best advantage because they have the weakest schedule to catch up to. I don't think we're catching up to Seattle, but I think we can totally catch and pass Texas, including our big series with them coming up, I think starting Monday. But they have a weaker schedule overall, and Texas has a tough schedule. So it's looking pretty good. We're hopefully going to get Bichette back soon, and then Chapman to follow not too much longer. And we'll see how it goes. I think our pitching is really solid. I think our bats are just a little bit we leave a lot of guys on base is the problem. We leave a lot of guys on base. And hopefully it clicks. It just clicks. We get hot going into October. Is the idea.
On the Tuesday game in Texas, we got Ryu and Scherzer pitching. So that should be hopefully it's a bit of a duel there. You gotta imagine that the loss of Alek Manoah has been, you know, something that has turned this team a bit of a curveball, I would imagine. Like, he pitched amazing last year.
Yeah. Up and coming superstar, and now he's, you know, I think baseball is a little different that way, where guys can, it does take time sometimes to really bounce back and find their groove. And even with the rule changes, right, the clock and all that stuff, it makes a difference. So he'll get used to it. He'll get back to it. I pretty much don't think he'll be a factor for us for the rest of the year, even if they do bring him up at all. I don't think they'd use him in the playoffs or anything like that. But I still think they got to ride him out, and I believe that he can get back to that all-star, that, like, swagger level that he had to, like, you know, be a dominant pitcher. I believe that's still in him. So, got to wait it out. That's all we can do.
Yep. Hopefully he can turn things around. So, we got the set with the Texas Rangers, three games with Boston, New York, Tampa, New York, Tampa. So, potential there for New York to play a bit of a spoiler.
Well, you know, it's great just to have Boston and New York as just being awful and terrible as a Toronto fan. It's just always something to celebrate. I think not even as a Toronto fan, as around the league fan. If you're not a fan of New York or the Yankees or the Sox, you know, I think everyone loves that. So it's nice to be on the right side for that for once. New York, they'll try to play spoiler for sure, but we still have an easier schedule overall than Texas. So I think we're gonna catch them, we're gonna pass them, we'll get a couple games up on them, and they're gonna be hot for October baseball. It's gonna be fun.
It'll be a fun time. Well, we're only 2.5 behind the Mariners as well, so possibility.
Yeah, it's possible.
Sure. Which has surprised you more, Baltimore being leading the AL or Atlanta leading the NL?
Oof, probably Baltimore.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that too.
I'd probably say Baltimore, and I think Baltimore just had a tough injury. I can't remember who. I can't remember off the top of my head. They just had a bad injury. I think they're kind of peaking at the wrong time. And if, you know, playoff time, I think they're going to struggle. But I think Atlanta, they're like, wow, they're the real deal.
They are the real deal, yeah.
They can definitely win it all again.
Again, yeah, it's quite surprising. I mean, the last time I remember the Orioles being any good was like
The Braves
legitimate
days.
was Cal Ripken Jr. days, way
Yeah.
back in. Because they had some time with Tejada when they were decent, but nothing like this. So it's be interesting to see. The Jays crunch time. They gotta be more than 500 if they wanna catch the Rangers and Mariners, and we'll see if
Quite
they have the
more.
pitching to do
Yeah.
so. And the mentality.
Yep. We'll see what they're made of for sure.
Absolutely. Let's flip the script now. Something that's been really kind of enjoyable to have in the middle of the summer is the FIBA World Cup. This has been a fun tourney to watch, fun to have basketball on TV, and really cool to see the Canadian team qualifying for Olympics. You've been
Totally.
watching probably a little more games than I have due to the work from home schedule, we'll call it. What have you noticed, and what are some thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's been a drought. You and I are basketball junkies, so this is like the driest time come NBA season. We're pumped to hear news about Christian Wood signing, just to hear something. So having the FIBA World Cup has been incredible. I got to watch Canada play Slovenia today. So Luka versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and man, it was amazing. It was an amazing game to watch. Shai is just an incredible, incredible player. I think he's still, I know he finished fifth, I think, or fifth or sixth in MVP voting, but he is an underrated player already. And he has it all. He has the scoring ability and the passing ability and the just has that it factor for sure. Whenever they needed a bucket, whenever they went dry, he's able to put them on their back and score. And I have to give props to a guy like Dylan Brooks, who's taken so much heat because he apparently poked the bear or whatever he did with LeBron, because it wasn't apparently his comments to LeBron is what caused LeBron to dominate the rest of the series. He wasn't going to do that unless Dylan Brooks said those words. Which is kind of all bogus to me, but Dylan Brooks played incredible. He has learned the international game of, hey, you can't swipe down. You literally have to play positional basketball, and all you can do is force tough shots. And it's been cool to see him on the sidelines. He's been actually a really good leader for these guys on Canada too. So,
I think he got a bit of a bad rap with the whole LeBron business, and he talked a lot of smack, and he got smacked around a bit, which is fine. It happens. Like,
what is he supposed to be like? LeBron, go ahead.
No, absolutely. No, no. I agree. I think we're on the same page for this one. It's like LeBron's a special player. We all know this, but you can't back down. Once you start backing down, you've already lost the series.
That's right.
Right. So nothing wrong with what he did. And I think he's got, the media definitely played it way too crazy against him, so that's cool to see. And I mean, you have to wonder what does OKC do this year? If Chet Holmgren is decent, maybe they make a push to the top eight, right?
They weren't
that far last year.
They were right there last year. Yeah. So, and it's cool. Lu Dort, also in OKC, just watching Luka. Like, I know Luka complains a lot, all that kind of stuff. And Luka's looking great, in great shape, but Luka's tossing Lu Dort around, who's this big, massive individual, and Luka's tossing him, like pumping him like it's nothing. So, like, just to speak to Luka's strength, and it's just incredible. Yeah. Just incredible. But
well, speaking of Luka, it's kind of make it break it for him, though, right? Because he's coming through contract renewal. Mavs went all in with Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
He may not stay with Dallas for his next contract, right? And he's coming to camp probably in the best shape of his career. He's probably coming into camp, I would say, in terms of performance, probably close to mid-season performance because he's played in the World Cup, right? So Dallas could be – the West is going to be a really tough, tough division this year.
Big time, big time.
And Good.
I'll just say one more thing. Yeah, RJ Barrett finally had a real dominant game. I know he's been kind of, for the most part, struggling, but just to see him attack the hoop with force, hit a couple head top dunks on people, and just him finding himself has been really cool. And then just to see the excitement on all the guys for doing something that Canada's never done before. They've never been this far in the World Cup, and they have a real shot. They really do have a real shot to not only make the finals, but compete with that USA team. I was listening to Windhorst, and oh my goodness, is he ever like Homer for the US. He's talking about, he's talking about, oh yeah, they're bringing Brandon Ingram off the bench and Austin Reeves off the bench, and no one else has that greatness. The US is such a fun, good team, and Mikal Bridges and all these Wildcats are hanging out together, such a fun time together. And just a couple games ago, they lost to Lithuania, right? Yeah. Last World Cup. One thing. Where did they finish? Seventh or eighth.
Yeah.
Greg Popovich has coached World Cup team there.
All right. One tournament.
Just saying.
I think what's different is, a lot of Canada's top players showed up. Still waiting for the Jamal Murray show line, but understandable. I also think we have to be careful about how hyped we get about Team Canada, right? Even if, let's just say they win the whole thing, they're still not facing, yes, they're missing Jamal Murray, but they're still not facing the best the U.S. has to offer.
True.
Right? Now, I think against Serbia, it's going to be a close one. Serbia has a lot of experience, and you know, I feel like old man game.
Thank the Lord Joker's not playing.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Like, how good is Serbia?
So I think they can beat Serbia. I think the US destroys Germany.
Yeah.
My expectation, US comes out flat, but pulls away in the second half. And I think Canada US final goes down to the wire. I think Canada wins by 3. I'm pulling on Canada wins by 3, but I think it's exciting times for sure.
Like, just having that, like, if Canada can, and if it's a tight game and whichever way it goes in the finals, if it's Canada-US, it'll just be so great for a rivalry birth. And
I think so.
Seeing them in the Olympics together. And obviously, there's other guys on Canada that's not playing too. There's Wiggins, there's Benedict Mathurin, a couple of young guys as well. Boucher, there's a few others. So I know it's not the U.S. top guys either. But will those U.S. top guys barely play in the NBA now? They play in 45 games a year or so. Will they play?
It'll be interesting to see. Like, LeBron's going to be 38 next year. Will he go to the Olympics?
Yeah, I think he's already said no.
Durant's, you know, been injury prone, right? So, you know, some of these big names are going to be probably pulled off the list, so. It's exciting. It's nice to have an option to be. I can cheer for Team Canada and not be a joke.
Yeah,
right. Because
it's been they're competitive. So awful for so long.
Yeah, and it's. I think it's good for just like how you know, Team Canada for both the men's, women's, and soccer has helped develop it on the grassroots. This Canada basketball, while basketball is pretty big in Canada, I think continue to develop it in a more positive way, more than just. Hey, run and gun Steph Curry style. And I think we need more of that grassroots development. If we want to get a team of 12 guys who can compete with the best of everybody.
Yeah, that's a true coach. That's a coach's word right there.
Yeah, there you go. Right there.
But yes, I got Canada winning it all. They're going to beat the USA by 6.
Yeah, okay, by 6. Wow, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, last topic of the day. On the sports side, NFL. Your favorite time of the year is coming around.
Come on. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Thursday nighter. Detroit and Kansas City. I think this is a weird Thursday night first game of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's optimism surrounding Detroit and how they kind of ended last season and they're on the upward trajectory. But, come on. This is the first game of the year and... You're going to put them up against the Chiefs? Well, you want something like heavy hitting. Like you want like prime time top two, start the year off right kind of deal, right? Because then you could hype it up. I mean, the NFL doesn't have a problem hyping up its games, but
true,
it's a pretty soft start, I think.
You know, Chiefs, it's a little extra soft now because the Chiefs, even though they're at home, they're having like one of the, I think the third biggest tailgating party ever, celebrating their Super Bowl. They're at home. Travis Kelce's not going to play. And the heart of their defense, Chris Jones, is still on a holdout. So, honestly, Detroit had a chance before that. But
yeah,
I think they really have a proper chance now to, like, the points is like 5.5, 6 points.
Yeah, it's shrinking.
And I think Detroit's going to, it's going to be like a field goal game to me. I think it's going to be that close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a blowout.
I'm
Super Bowl hangover.
I don't know. I think Andy Reid's going to make sure his team's prepared.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's going to be with the running back situation, even though they're missing Kelce, Mahomes may just sling and just go for it. I could see this going one of two ways. Either it's a close game all the way through and Detroit sneaks it out by a field goal, or Chiefs just blow them out the first quarter and it's done. That's kind of how I'm seeing these things. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, I'm hyped for it. Like, you're right. It's not like the Titans are going at each other. When I mean Titans, like not the Tennessee Titans, the teams that are Titans. But I'm still hyped for it. It's been so long without football. And now we're just entering this amazing season. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be so much fun.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
We got Cincinnati-Cleveland. That should be a good game as well, I think.
Yeah. It depends on Burrow's status. I believe he's going to play.
I think he's going to play.
I think this could be a really big bounce back year for Deshaun Watson. I think people are pretty quiet on him. On Cleveland. But Cleveland defensively is already going to be really good. And if Deshaun Watson can be something of himself, that Cleveland offense is going to be good. They got one of the most steady running backs in Chubb. They got Amari Cooper as a number one. Got Njoku as their tight end. Like they got a lot of weapons. They're going to be good. I think they're going to be really good. Yeah. The AFC is just a bloodbath. There's like 10 teams that are like, you could probably talk about. Yeah, like Super Bowl contending teams, which is crazy. So.
Especially in a league where parity is key.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. San Francisco, Pittsburgh. This could be this could get really slow. 12-9 kind of deal.
Could be a grinded out kind of game for sure. You never know though. These teams have changed over the past. Like it's become such an offensive league. I could see Purdy and Pickett just slinging it.
I hope so.
It's so hard to tell. I feel like the defense is like it's so rare to get a slow kind of game like that nowadays. But and their offenses are good. I think Steelers, they really have a big year ahead of them. Pickett's gonna be in a second year, tons of weapons. They're gonna be good. Yep. I think the Steelers are gonna be really good. But San Fran, you know,
I think Bosa comes out and has a massive game.
Big time.
I think he's going to come on and have a massive game.
Yeah, but then they have TJ Watt on the other side, too.
Yeah,
and that's true. He's like, to me, just as good. So it's going to be
incredible.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco, if they don't win it this year or next year, the window's closed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on them. So.
And they sold their future, so.
Yeah. Trey Lance did not work out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trey Lance... Dallas and Giants.
You go first.
What do you got?
You know what
I mean. Okay. Wow. I think there's been so much hype around Daniel Jones and the Giants, and I still think they're not. The Dallas is still the team to beat in this division.
Oh, Philly. And Philly.
Philly.
But those two are like the, yeah.
Yeah. Like they're, it's still the same pecking order as it was 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Giants are still, they're not gonna do anything, really. They'll make some runs, they'll beat up on some weak teams, but I just don't see them being a real dominant disruptive force that they need to be to upset the top two.
Yeah.
Right? Like, unless there's some massive injuries for both Philly and Dallas, one of those two is winning the division.
Yeah.
And really, it all boils down to, can Dak control the ball?
Don't turn it over.
And there's so many Instagram videos I've seen of him throwing into, like,
that you've sent
double
me.
Double coverage.
Thank you.
And that I continue
and
to
send.
And
nine other people have sent me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all, friends.
And I get it. It's preseason. And it's whatever. It's some, you know, sideline fan recording something. But I could see Trey Lance making a run for Dak's job. He's a mobile quarterback. He can throw the ball. He's just been injured. Kind of sounds like Dak, too. But I think Dallas will run away with this game.
Yeah, like, I think Dallas has the Giants' number. I think the Giants have added some nice pieces. Like, they added Waller and punched up their defense a little bit, too. But, yeah, I think you're right. I know Saquon is a special talent, but that Dallas defense this year, they've really filled the holes that needed to be filled, that are like that, the adding Stephon Gilmore there and Micah moving to just full out on the line the whole time. Like, they're gonna be good on defense, and I think that might really propel and help Dak out, is their defense.
If they get adequate quarterback play,
yeah.
Just adequate. We're not looking for special. Just adequate. They're going to be a special team.
Well, you know what? I think Dak will be better than average.
Okay.
He'll be a top 10. Closer to the 10.
All right. He needs to be.
That kind of quarterback. But not like a top 5, obviously. There's too many quarterbacks.
No.
But I think he's going to be around 10 this year. And like solid, good, low interceptions.
Yep.
But yeah, that's also my homerness. So...
yeah, we'll see. If you can make it top 15, he'll be fine. Last game, Monday Nighter. And I chose this one because we have, you know, Buffalo, who is, you know, has run that division. And the Jets, who have breathed new life with Aaron Rodgers and his mushrooms and his whatever he's doing.
The darkness.
That's, clarity, the psychedelics and the darkness and all that nonsense. I think this New York team is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah.
My personal take is they're going to start slow. I think they're going to start slow. New quarterback, a lot of expectations. You know, I think that, let's see, quickly see their schedule here. They have
Cowboys next.
Bills, Cowboys, Patriots, Chiefs, Broncos. That's a, if they can go 3-2. That's a good start for them.
Big time. It's a tough start.
Right? Tough start. But if they can go 3-2, that puts them kind of in a good position to quarterway through the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still got my boy Josh Allen, though. I think Bills will win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, like, it's tough to say with this this Jets team. What I think is also going to propel them forward is their defense as well. I think their defense is... is really special what their head coach has done there and turned it around in the last, I guess this will be its third year. Their defense is very special. So once again, if Aaron Rodgers can be not even great anymore, but good.
That's true.
They will be a very, very tough out. And they got the dynamic running game with Breece Hall, Dalvin Cook, and obviously Garrett Wilson and all their weapons that Aaron brought in, like Lazard and Mecole Hardman. So they're going to be good. Yeah. End of the day, they're good. And Bills are also good too.
Yeah.
So this Monday Nighter is really special. So,
yep.
I'm going to choose who's at home.
Excuse me. I think the Giants are at home, or the Jets are at home. Sorry.
Jets are at home. Okay. I'm going to go Jets by like 3. Another close
one. Okay.
Yeah.
Another close one. I like it. I like it. Fantasy teams, the draft is finally over.
Yes.
It took 1,000 years to complete.
We did a long draft because no one was available on one day, and it took way too long.
The next year, just to let you guys know, it's going to be one day. You can't make it, you can't make it.
If,
tough luck.
People that like long drafts, I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how they do that. I can't stand it.
Dude, no way. No way. So. Yeah, let's hit the commercial.
All right, that's you.
That's me. Ah, Train to Invest. www.train2invest.com. If you are looking to figure out what you can do with your savings, figure out what you do, how to get to your retirement goals, how to pay for your next university, your wedding, whatever the case maybe is, your financial future is very important. And to be honest, you need somebody to teach you and to guide you. And we've created a program here at Train to Invest that is based on managing your risk, understanding risk, and looking at how to make consistent targets over the course of the year. So check us out. Download our free ebook, www.train2invest.com, train2invest.com. And yeah, download it, send us some questions, and love to connect with you and get you on the right track to where you want to go in your future. Again, www.train2invest.com.
Coach, when...
Yep.
For newbies that hear this kind of stuff, a lot of the idea of stocks and stuff goes
sure.
right over people's heads and gets scary almost. And
absolutely. Is,
do you think, what's the lowest level of education you need to have to take this?
That's a great question. Long story short, I'll give you two examples. I've personally taught a lady who's never finished grade 8, and a lady who was well into her late 60s, who didn't even know how to use a computer to train and be successful. And it's never too late to learn. It's never, no one is quote unquote too stupid to learn. It's about understanding something that seems mystical and gambling and breaking it down into a process. Just like how you shoot free throws, just like how you take a penalty for soccer, it's all about understanding the breaking down of what are the mechanics, and just repeat. So again, we have a program where we walk you through it, and at the end of the program, we make sure you're confident that you can trade and that you're able to do what you need to do to be financially free.
So you're saying you're not only a coach on the court, but you're also a coach in the market.
I am a better coach in the market than I am on the court.
There we go.
Let's put it out.
There we go. That's why I didn't make it to the league. Thank you very much, coach. Yeah. Gentle to listen to you.
So and the much. Fact you're 5'4".
Hey, I'm 6'6", right there. All right? Yeah. Colin Beauchamp. I told Colin Beauchamp a story the other day that was when I was younger, I blocked some really tall guy. He was 6'6". And after I blocked him, I started yelling, "I'm 6'6". So I've been yelling that a lot lately, and people probably think I'm crazy because I'm only like 5'10 and a half. But that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. We take what we can get.
What's next?
All right. So this is a real talk section, and something I think that we've really grown to enjoy.
Yeah.
We transition to this. And, you know, typically we think of the spring as a time of renewal and refreshing. But in the sports world, the fall time is when all this, everything starts up again. You got baseball playoffs. So the new season of baseball. You got hockey starting up, basketball, football starting up. And it's a lot of hope, a lot of expectation. And we can tie that into even, and school starts up again for, you know, university kids and elementary school kids. And people come back to work. So there's a lot of things restarting. And we can tie this to, you know, restarting your faith with God and starting fresh with God. And, you know, maybe you took the summer off. Maybe something happened over the summer where, you know, you decided to say, hey, you know what? I can't deal with this right now. You know, life happens. But just like it's not too late to learn how to trade in the stock market, it's never too late to get back on your knees and say, hey, God, here I am. And I want to see hear your thoughts on that, and kind of as the pastor of the group right now, with our good buddy Drew taking care of four babies.
Did we forget to shout out our co-host Drew Martin?
We totally did.
Drew Martin, he's the white sports reverend. So that's why we're not talking about hockey today. And but yeah, shout out Drew Martin, miss you, buddy. We'll get you in next week.
So yeah, renewal, starting off fresh with God. Maybe for some people it's their first encounter with a relationship with Christ. So, I don't know, any kind of thoughts or words of wisdom you want to share?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I had two thoughts on this kind of topic. First one was, I kind of was thinking about this as I came back from the gym the other day, and I was so sore and just feeling like I needed to stretch and needed to recover. It took me so long to recover. First, it took me a long time to warm up and then recover. And I was just feeling it, and I was thinking about all these older vets that are playing hockey and football and basketball specifically, and how long it takes for them. Even during the summertime is a lot of time of less training their bodies and more of recouping and recovering and preparing for the season. And when the season starts, that's when they kind of work their way back into their, these are kind of the older vets, they work their cardio back in that there and all that kind of thing. And so it kind of got me thinking of refreshing and renewal. And then obviously the kind of came to a story from the Bible that a lot of people know, whether you're a Christian or not, they've heard of the story Noah and the flood and all the animals going onto the ark, and God had to reset and refresh the world from sin. And basically what is great about now is because of Jesus and his life is that we actually get to reset ourselves regularly and freely because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And he gave us that opportunity to be able to reset and refresh and start new. And it's a very comforting thing compared to Old Testament times, a very comforting thing that because we know we're not perfect, we know that we mess up all the time. I do all the time. I try to tell Church in the City all the time that I'm not near perfect, and I know everyone knows that, and that I need to you know, bring it to God and reset, refresh too. And so it's a very comforting thing to me that you know, as we enter this, for us, this sports season of refreshing, new sports season, it's a great reminder for us to be refreshing ourselves with our relationship with God. Or maybe it's been a long time since you've ever talked with God, or maybe you never have, and it's a chance for you to, you know, be encouraged that way, that you can, that you qualify for it, that we encourage you to do it. It's the most important thing to do in our lives. And that's one of the reasons why we started this podcast, because we love sports. We love all the lessons we learn from sports, and we love how God has built us and developed things in us through sports. And that's been our driving force, and that's what we want to help you guys walk through as well, whoever's listening and whoever you think might want to listen.
And I think something that, you know, when it comes with this idea of renewal and refreshing and trying to do better, you know, it's number one, I think intent counts. God knows your heart, and you're still human. You're going to make mistakes. I think one easy way to maintain that momentum is through routine. Setting aside, saying, hey, you know, I'm going to wake up 50 minutes earlier. And instead of checking my phone first thing, that 50 minutes is just my prayer time. And you may think, oh, you know what? 50 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a start. And once you get that 50 minutes, all of a sudden, 30 minutes becomes an option. Or, hey, I spend 15 minutes praying, 50 minutes doing my devotion. And I think a lot of people feel like, okay, I'm going to start this. I'm going to jump with both feet in. I'm going to be perfect. And every day I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. and they don't give themselves room to breathe, room to make mistakes, to fail, because you're not going to get everything perfect in the first week. And cut yourself some slack. Start with something small and work your way forward. And once you build that routine, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Just like going to the gym, just like studying, all these things start with you taking that first step. And, you know, the Bible app, you know, is everybody can has access to that. There's all sorts of devotions on there. And you just got to start with one and just start trying. And for me personally, like, I don't listen to the radio on my way to work. I like to sleep in, so I'll maximize my sleeping in. But on the way to work, that's my prayer time with God. And on the 427 and 401, sometimes I'm white knuckling as the crazy drivers are all over the place. But it helps me start my day on the right track. And I kind of started finding myself even starting to pray before I even head down to the car, in the elevator, just starting my prayers already, because it's routine for me. And it's, you know, it's like, this is my quiet time. And even if I wake up grumpy, you know, I pray and ask for an extra measure of grace for me and my coworkers. And at the end of the day, sometimes I'm leaving work and I'm like, man, that was a great day. God, thank you for an awesome day at work, where even though stuff went wrong, I was able to show the love of Christ to somebody and deal with it in a positive way. And yeah, there's some days where I'm rushing to work and my prayers might be, thank you, God. Thank you for Daniel. Thank you for Samara, Leanna, Dan, blah, blah, blah. Amen. That's it. But there's other times where it's beautiful and it's like you're praying and all of a sudden you're like, oh, what about this? I'll pray for this. Or this comes in your mind. I'll pray for this person. And then all of a sudden you're at work. You're like, oh man, great. Let's go start my day. I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling happy. And I'm feeling like I've given God my day. So my suggestion, find a routine, find something that works for you, and something you can quiet your heart and start your journey or refresh your journey.
There's millions of fans out there that every single year you're loyal to your team, and it might be your whole lifetime where they've never won a championship. They've never won a Super Bowl. Look at the Raiders, look at the Cowboys over the last 30 years. Look at Leafs fans in the Stanley Cup. Year after year, you come back, you're faithfully dedicated, you're supporting your team, and year after year, you're going to keep coming back. And that's great. Challenge for you, like we said, why we want to even do this podcast is why don't you try something new? If you've never tried going to church before, you can check out mine or Drew's, or there's tons online that you can check out as well. So whether you live here or not, we want to challenge you. We want to challenge you to even ask the questions. What is this faith that we have all about? Or maybe it's been a long time for most of you that are probably listening. Maybe it's been a long time since you've really had those conversations about what you believe in and what's the point of life and all those kinds of things. And this is kind of where that starting point is our faith in Christ is number one. So. Like I said, we use sports as part of that journey for us. And if you're listening to this, you probably love sports too. So, this could be a great opportunity for you as well. See something different, see something change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's great final words, and, yeah, let's wrap it up. Have a good week, everybody.
Yes. Tell them where to follow us and all that, Joel.
Oh, yeah, man, it's been a while. I forgot to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Follow us on the new X, on Instagram, on Facebook. We're going to be ramping up our engagement. We have our social media director, Drew Martin, who will be all over that. But, yeah, check out the website. We're going to be probably putting up some polls up there. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, that kind of thing. And we'd love to hear you guys vote on that. And engage us on YouTube as well. And to be honest, share us with your friends. We really want to, while we love talking about sports, we want to spread the word of God and his love and bring more people to Christ. So share the word, and we'll see you guys in the next pod.
Let's go.
Bye. Yeah, let's go.
Peace out, world.
Peace.